From the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, I'm Dave Anderson with Something Wild. Why do products cloak themselves in natural imagery and metaphor? The auto industry has long co-opted nature nouns: falcons, jaguars, cougars, impalas, mustangs, and rams. With more and more references to the cloud, I see electronic technology and products also co-opt their language from nature. There are apples and blackberries on desks and in cubicles of high-rise urban office towers. People tweet on Twitter. You can hire a SurveyMonkey or a MailChimp or post a video to Vine. Computers suffer cyber ailments ranging from viruses to worms. With an iPod, catch the latest podcast, but not pea pods nor pods of whales. Ideologies are debated in the airy blogosphere or woven into the silken strands of the World Wide Web. Do our electronic gadgets connect us back to our roots in nature? Is the camouflage of natural imagery somehow less threatening? An e-wolf in eye-sheep's clothing. Even more sinister, are soft nature themes intended to greenwash products whose rare earth minerals and production footprints degrade natural areas? Maybe nature references provide subliminal comfort, like faint echoes of our Mother Earth's heartbeat. Harvard ecologist E.O. Wilson's biophilia hypothesis argues that evolutionary history spawns innate human craving for nature. Paradoxically, we express our love for all things natural and the naming of all things technological. We crave connections to the outdoors even as our busy modern lives lead us further indoors. Something Wild is a joint production of the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, New Hampshire Audubon, and NHPR. For Something Wild, I'm Dave Anderson.